Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and the quiz question is in. The 12:30 quiz question is a very short, simple, entertainment and history-oriented quiz question today. We also have live music for just about all of the hour, and it's going to be coming from a quintet of performers who all have associations with the UW-Whitewater, and in most cases also are connected with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and the Madison Symphony. In other words, they play around a lot. You'll see these performers one place or the other around Wisconsin. And so we're happy to have them with us today for the midday. And the music they're going to be playing is going to cover, actually, when I look at it, it's not a span of two centuries. It's actually 18th and 20th and 21st centuries, which is kind of an unusual combination. And first, we're going to be hearing from trumpeter Frank Hansen, and he will be performing the first piece that we're going to hear, along with a couple of other members of the group here. And, first, welcome one and all to the midday.
Thanks, Norman.
Happy to have all of you here. This piece, Frank, is by James Stevenson, and so, what, late 20th or early 21st century?
2013.
Wow, okay. It doesn't get a lot more late than that, does it? And what about it? It's called The Storyteller?
It's called The Storyteller, and it was written by a composer named James Stevenson, who lives in Lake Forest, Illinois. James is also a trumpet player. And The Storyteller refers to Adolf Herseth, who was for more than 50 years the principal trumpet of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He died early in 2013, and James wrote this piece in memory of Bud Herseth, and it was premiered at the International Trumpet Guild Conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan that year in May, and it was performed by the current principal trumpet of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Chris Martin.
And so it's a work for trumpet, violin, and piano. And sometimes you'll hear it with the an offstage.
And there's an optional
too,
offstage part as well.
Too, this particular performance is going to bring into play. In addition to Frank Hansen playing the trumpet, we'll be hearing from Leanne League. She'll be playing the violin, and then our pianist, who has also been on this show a couple times before. Welcome back, Myung-Hee Chung. So, it's called The Storyteller.
Thank you.
That was The Storyteller by Illinois composer James Stevenson, and we've begun the midday with that performance by members of this group that is associated with the UW-Whitewater, and we had, in addition to Frank Hansen, trumpet, and Leanne League violin, we also had the offstage trumpet effect provided by clarinetist and composer Christian Ellenwood. And quite the blending of trumpet and violin. You don't get to hear that often, those two instruments in a kind of a duet. So it was a smooth blend.
Yeah, it's an unusual blend, but it was a pleasure to play it with Frank. So.
And now we come to another work by an American composer and a 20th century composer, George Rochberg, who has written a variety of chamber music. In this case, we have a trio for clarinet, horn, and piano. And Chris Ellenwood, in addition to being a composer, we'll get into that a little bit later, you're also a professor of clarinet at UW-Whitewater. And clarinet in hand there, you're going to provide us some insight into this movement from the trio by George Rochberg.
Absolutely. This movement is, I think, probably the emotional centerpiece of this work. The work is in three movements. And I believe was published in 1981. One thing that's fascinating to us about Rochberg is that in the early part of his career, he was devoted to writing music that had no tonal center. He used all 12 chromatic pitches rather freely in a technique that is known as atonality or pantonality. In 1968, he lost his son to a brain tumor. And his grief was such that he felt that the serial technique, the 12-tone atonality technique that he'd been using, was inadequate to express his feelings of grief and loss. And I think you can hear those feelings present in this movement, as well as a tonal approach. It's not a traditional tonality that you would expect to hear in say, Haydn or Mozart, but there is definitely a sense of tonal center, even though it is shifting. The other thing that I think you should listen for is the gesture of a descending third. Maybe Dr. Chung can play us one of those descending third patterns. And so you hear that descending, da-dum, that pattern is repeated throughout. It's a motive here, and you'll see that it's transformed. It also underlies the entire work. So we hope you enjoyed it. Again, you mentioned the blending with violin and trumpet. This is a fascinating blend between clarinet and horn. You'll hear some really remarkable effects. It's very effective writing.
And the hornist is Linda Kimball. So this is the Adagio from the Trio for Clarinet, Horn, and Piano by George Rochberg. The Adagio from the Trio for Clarinet, Horn, and Piano by American composer George Rochberg. And forces, musical forces brought into play for that were clarinetist Christian Ellenwood and hornist Linda Kimball and the pianist Myung-hee Chung. And we're hearing more from UW-Whitewater-based performers, and we'll be hearing more from them after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And All Things Considered story starts with the news.
Two women set to become the first female Army Rangers ever.
That day, we wanted to follow it with a conversation from a woman who was in the military.
So we just email everybody.
Whittle it down to one. We get her on the phone.
Welcome to the program, Sergeant Marquez.
Thank you very much, Audie.
I want to start just with your reaction. There's more to every story on All Things Considered every afternoon.
Tune in weekdays from 3 until 6:30 here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Five9, a Wisconsin-based cloud service provider offering IT consulting, management, and hosting for user devices, applications, servers, and networks. Online at the number 5, NINES.com. Support also comes from A Grace Hospice and Palliative Care, a nonprofit healthcare agency providing physical, emotional, and spiritual care and support to patients and families through the stages of serious illness. Information at agrace.org.
We'll have our quiz question a little past 12:30, maybe more like 12:35 today, but thinking it's going to be well worth the wait. And again, a quiz question today means a treasure trove goes out to somebody who gets the right answer. And back now with our UW-Whitewater musicians. And we've been hearing from Christian Ellenwood as a clarinetist, but now as a composer.
Well, this next piece that you're about to hear, I have written in memory of a dear colleague of ours, Robin Fellows. And Robin Fellows was a fixture in the Madison music scene. If you ever went to one of the concerts on the square, you would see Robin playing principal flute in the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. I'd worked with Robin for nearly 20 years, both at the university and in venues such as the Marcus Center, playing with the Milwaukee Ballet. He was a totally unique spirit and completely energetic and effervescent in every way, and also in possession of possibly one of the most beautiful flute sounds ever heard. We lost him to multiple myeloma last October, and I had promised my colleagues Frank Hansen and Linda Kimball that I would compose a piece for them to play, along with piano. There's not much repertoire for this combination, and given this confluence of events, I thought, well, how appropriate to recognize Robin in this way with a piece that's dedicated to his memory and performed by his friends. The title is After You Flew Away, and it comes from a reflection that I wrote shortly after his passing, and I just like to read it. This was what I wrote shortly after we lost him. It was too soon. You were so incredibly brave and strong. I am so very proud of you. I'm so grateful for the light and beauty and love and laughter that you brought with each day of friendship. Your laughter and your uniquely beautiful flute sound, your sincerity, your honesty, your wisdom, these I will carry in my heart always. I will always be thankful for this Robin that flew into my life to sing his song. And now that you have flown away, many of your notes will forever be part of the song that I sing into the world. And so they are. And I hope you enjoy this.
After You Flew Away by Christian Ellenwood. For trumpet, horn, and piano. After You Flew Away by Christian Ellen Wood, dedicated to the memory of Robin Fellows. And now back to the music, and Leanne Leig has put down the violin and picked up a viola for Mozart.
Yes. We're going to do two movements from the Kegelstadt trio that was written in 1786 by Mozart. And it's a really congenial, friendly piece. It was written actually for friends of his family. It was Anton Stadler on clarinet and Mozart himself on viola. So it's a piece that sort of, the most recent time that I've played this was actually at the memorial service for Robin Fellows, and I feel some of the pieces we've played this hour have remembered in a serious way our friends and people we've lost, but this is almost a celebration of the friendship itself. It's a very congenial movement. It's the first movement that we'll play is in the form of a minuet and trio.
Thank you.
Mozart's trio for clarinet, viola, and piano, trio in E-flat. And we'll hear the final movement, the Rondo, in a moment. I'll just repeat our quiz question, though. This actor said that Hitler imitated him, not the other way around. Who's that actor? And you've got now about 11 minutes to come up with the answer. Email your answer to us at midday@WPR.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Shale. And now we'll wrap it up with the Rondo.
This movement starts with just a great, actually, melody in the clarinet. It's a beautiful solo, and then it's playful. It has a lot of different textures in it, but it keeps returning to that main opening melody. And I think, you know, Mozart is well known for his affiliation with the clarinet and uses the timbre so beautifully, which I think is showcased in this last movement.
Thank you.
The Rondo from Mozart's Kegelstadt Trio, as played by Leon Lieg, viola, and Christian Ellenwood, clarinet, and Myung-hee Chung, piano. Also with us today in the midday have been hornist Linda Kimball and trumpeter Frank Hansen, all from the UW-Whitewater and other musical institutions hereabout. Thanks one and all for joining me for the midday today.
Thank you.